as relaxed as it can be under these current circumstances. You know that for some people, sitting this much during a day brings up some soreness or some achiness. It's helpful if you can take some breaths in and out and at least relax your mind's relationship to what your body is experiencing. See if you can bring some patient compassion and wisdom. Allow yourself to find some contentment as you sit or rest in a still posture, taking refuge in simple breathing in and out. Every now and then it's helpful to take a deep breath in and then relax and let the deep breath exhale fully. You focus in on the feeling of exhaling. It's the feeling of relaxing and letting go. And then you can focus in on the inhaling. And it's refreshing, livening, nourishing. So right here, even in the breath, we have all the tastes of the Dharma. Welcoming the arising flow of moments. With each in breath and the deep relaxation and relinquishment with the exhale and the out breath. And then seeing how naturally they go together. If you're relaxed and spacing out a little bit, you can gently encourage yourself to take a little more interest, to not be checked out. See what it's like to taste these moments of life. If you find yourself consciously and unconsciously wrestling with anything, see what it's like to breathe and accept. For right now, this is what it's like. Blending the intimacy of mindfulness with the collectedness and relaxation of samadhi. Simple breathing and simple body awareness. When we are comfortably established with mindfulness of breathing, you're invited to breathe in and out, being aware of your whole body. And see if you can use the breath to support your patience and your intimacy with what your body's feeling. Some areas will be pleasant, some unpleasant, some more neutral. This way we're deepening the foundation of our practice with breathing and body awareness, letting them support each other. We're invited to relax and give our whole attention to the flow of simple present time experiences, and to let this breathing process that's always going on, support us as we take in sounds, where the breath, extend that awareness into the body. A moment so you can give this your full attention, full surrender to simply breathing with awareness. And sometimes one way to strengthen the sense of refuge, mindfulness of breathing, mindful embodiment, is to make sure you have a friendly tone, that your practice is based in a desire to feel loving kindness for yourself, for your actual self, including the one who sits in meditation. So while breathing in and out, being aware of your body, you draw forward an intentional tone of kindness. Sometimes this is supported by repeating a phrase such as, "May I love myself just as I am." May I be kind moment by moment. Either steady or every now and then. To support our mindfulness practice, also to be a loving kindness practice. Let's see if that increases a sense of refuge. You're giving yourself a gift of simplicity, of ease, contentment, as you just simply breathe in and out and be aware of that process. You wanted to support that more. Every now and then, you might experiment with putting your hand on your own chest and feeling your chest as you breathe. May your motivation for practice and your experience of practice be one of mindfulness and kindness. At the end of a long day, you can take as many breaths as you want and offer your body some kind gratitude for being in these meditation postures. Rather than walking away with some fatigue or any judgment, I offer compassion for my body. I offer loving kindness to my body. I sit with the wakeful heart of warm equanimity. This is how it is right now. It is like this. Our mindfulness practice can be a loving kindness practice. And whether it's a primary intention or a secondary intention, our mindfulness practice can be a benefit to everybody we come in contact with. We have a greater sense of inner contentment, a little more patience, humility, and wisdom to offer the world or receive the world. So, as we head towards the conclusion of the day, we might take this into an intentional loving kindness practice. And share the merit of the day. And what I have experienced today and learned today benefit myself and all the beings I come in contact with in known and unknown ways. May it inspire my speech to be kind and honest and useful. And may actions be beneficial to others, myself. May I use this greater intimacy with the world to grow an honest wisdom, so I can walk in the world with my heart and eyes open. And opening your eyes, take a moment to look at the other beings on the Zoom screen. The Waffle Sangha or the Hollywood Squares Sangha. Chances are each one of us would have not done the full day or with as much intention if we'd done it alone. So we can look back with some gratitude at everybody who was here. Then we can come out of the stillness and actually send everybody loving kindness very actively by reaching out your fingers, sending everybody you see one by one or in groups, columns, rows, diagonals. May everybody who's been with me here today, may we all have benefited in conscious and unconscious ways. I send you good wishes. Hope our paths cross again. May you and everybody you care about be well. May it spread out further. And may all beings eventually be well with loving kindness and wisdom. Thanks, everybody, for practicing together today. In the chat, I've put out some contact information if any of you wanted to ask any follow-up questions from the day. On my website, there's usually future events. There's a loving kindness practice at Spirit Rock online this summer. At the end of August, it's not up there yet, but there's a weekend retreat at the very end of August with the Vancouver IMS group. And then Adrienne Ross and I are teaching a residential retreat in November. And that will be up there, up in Nanaimo. And it's our first in-person retreat after a year and a half of this lockdown. So I hope you all have the chance to get vaccinated, fully vaccinated, so you can join us on a retreat like that. It's a real pleasure to spend the day with you all and in this heartfelt way, get to know the Sangha some. It's part of the living into the aspiration to be here and to be of service to you all, to be included in your community. So thank you for inviting me and sharing the day. turn it over to any closing announcements, the managers.